Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the reopening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 7th. And then there's this morning overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2 cents at 635, May wheat down a half a cent, 694 and three quarters, and May beans down 4 1/4 cents at 1524 and three quarters. We did not see any export sales here this morning. We did not see any movement on the export corridor deal between Russia and Ukraine. We did see better rains in Argentina, but really the main focus today will be on what the traders feel that the WASDE report's gonna say tomorrow. The biggest problem there is what are they gonna do with Argentinian corn and soybean production. The average guess on corn is 43.2 million metric tons. That's down 3.8 from February. Some people think it's considerably lower than that. Beans is 36.3 is the average guess. That's down 4.7. A lot of people think it's considerably lower, somewhere in the neighborhood of 31 million metric tons. But what's the government going to do? Are they going to drop this number all in one shot? I doubt it. I think they're going to stair-step it down. I don't think the market will pay much notice to it. If the funds want to get long because they think the numbers are going down, then regardless of what the number says, the grains will close higher tomorrow. The average carryouts, they're looking for 1.299 on corn. That's up 32 million. Beans down 6 million at 219. And wheat up 8 million at 576. The world supplies are looking at corn 293.7, down 1.6. Beans 100.1, down 1.9 from last month. And the wheat up 600,000 metric tons at 269.9. But overall, it seems the world is more concerned about Argentina than anything else. You know, they're talking about the lack of rain in February, but they did have rains. It was hot. There's no question about that. They're getting more rains now. It's like getting rains in the first week here in September. They will help. So, you know, everybody's, and maybe I'm dead wrong on this, but I don't see Argentina and Brazil as bad as what people are thinking. I think the Brazilian number is ultimately going to be closer to 155 million metric tons. I don't think Argentina is going to be as bad as what everybody's saying out here, but the market is the market, and meal made new contract highs yesterday. The beans will have resistance at 1550 and again at 1567. I'd certainly use that as a place to put on a few more sales out here. The talk around is that Brazil's had some pretty big exports in the last 2 months as they're concerned about securing supplies because of the delay in Brazilian harvest, but that's starting to catch up in my opinion. But we've got the gold down $15 an ounce. We've got silver down 40 cents an ounce. We've got the dollar up 28, crude oil's down 32. So the outside markets are just a little bit negative on the grains, but it's not going to matter if the funds want to load the boat before the report tomorrow. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.